Jesus is the greatest model of prayer. In this series, we are looking at the six basics on how to pray like Jesus. Basics number one, location. Where did Jesus pray? Basics number two, schedule. When did Jesus pray? Basics number three, company. With whom did Jesus pray? Basics number four, posture. How did Jesus pray? Basics number five, content. What did Jesus pray? Today, we are looking at the final basics, purpose. Why did Jesus pray? This is the most important and critical piece of understanding Jesus' prayer life. Our purpose to pray can be for extremely spiritually selfish reasons. I want God to bless me. That's an okay prayer. God will not mind my bless me prayer. But that's not God's original intention for our lives. Oh Lord, make me prosperous. God can bear that prayer, but God has bigger purposes than making you rich and famous. Oh God, I want you to provide all my needs. I will pray until I'm able to twist God's arms and get Him to give me what I want. But actually, when Jesus prayed, the Bible shows us, regardless of the location, the schedule, the company, the posture, or the content, Jesus prayed because He wanted to draw closer to God the Father. Jesus prayed because He wanted to listen to God's heart. Jesus prayed because He wanted to walk in God's will. My reasons for praying must not be different from Jesus. The bottom line is, the purpose of your prayer must be to know God and be like Jesus. While I was studying in school, there was a season I thought I was a great artist. I used to draw and paint, imagining I was Picasso. But I soon discovered that my imagination was far from the truth. When I was asked to draw the map of India, it often resembled South America. That's when I was introduced to the powerful utility of a tracing paper. I could literally put the tracing paper on anything and draw the original image and outline. This tracing paper reminded me of something important. Prayer is not twisting God's hands to get your work done. Prayer is tracing God's heart and shaping our lives to God's heart. Who do you pray like? There is no greater person to pray like. Pray like Jesus. Today, would you admit, I want to pray like Jesus, but I feel weak? Based on the six basics in this series, you'll probably admit, yes, I want to find a place for prayer where I will not be distracted. Yes, I want to find a time for prayer when I will have maximum concentration and least distraction. Yes, I want to make time for prayer to hear God's voice the most. Yes, I want to find a company who will deepen my passion for prayer. Yes, I want to pray to honor God, not people. Yes, I want my prayer to be God-focused, selfless, and genuine. Yes, I want my prayer to be all about knowing God and becoming like Jesus. But today, you might admit, but I feel weak. I cannot do it in my strength. My friend, I have good news for you. Jesus is still praying for you. Famous verse in Romans 8:34, who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and He's sitting at the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. My friend, Jesus wants to help you pray. Jesus wants you to win. Jesus wants to make you a champion. At your weakest, Jesus praying the most. When you're ready to give up, Jesus is praying you will stand strong. When you have failed, Jesus is praying you will stand up again and press on. When you are attacked and rejected and put down because of your faith and prayer life, the good news, my friend, Jesus goes beyond being seated and pleading for us. In fact, according to Acts 7:56, when Stephen was being persecuted, the Bible tells us, Stephen told them, "I look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand." Jesus stands with you in prayer. Will you stand in faithful prayer?